Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, it is me, Ira Silver. I'm back in action. I got my main man, Devin, the man bun Ellington, and his brand new green headset. It is Tuesday evening. I'm on the West Coast. I'm on a little vacation down in Mexico, working on my golf game. Devin, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Doing well. I am, just intaking all this baseball and playoff sports. So it's really fun right now. How's the golf game improvements coming?
No improvements to speak of as of yet, but grinding away and trying to work on that driver.
Yeah. You just got to put it down the middle.
Yeah, it's that simple. Devin, before we jump into some games here and break it down, just want to let everybody know our podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.com. They got the best in men's below the belt grooming. And they have just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Go grab one. I love mine. Devin loves his. Go to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Devin, let's jump into some NBA. We've had some great action the last few days. A lot of favorites coming in. But the Lakers losing tonight and the Milwaukee Bucks getting
both one seeds
out. Yeah. Heavy, heavy chalk losing today. Favorites, have been on a roll. The chalk's been on a roll as of late. But things may be turning around for some sharp bettors. Let's talk about this first game up on the board for tomorrow. We got the Brooklyn Nets against Toronto Raptors. I'm seeing right now Toronto is minus 11, minus 115. Brooklyn plus 11, minus 105. Over under 226.5, minus 10 to both sides. Minus 110 to both sides. Devin, after that game one performance there by the Raptors, Nets kind of made a run in the second half, but ultimately Toronto did get the victory and did get the cover, I believe. Devin, what do you got to say about this one? Any side or total you've played here?
I haven't really looked at this one too deeply, so I don't have a true opinion or lean quite just yet on this game. I think the fact that it starts at 12:30 will be awesome, so just having some afternoon basketball on. I don't expect it to be competitive. You saw Toronto get up to that 30-point lead in the first game. Maybe looking at the under just because Brooklyn, can be spotty with their shooting and not efficient at times. But again, no true opinion on this one. Some other basketball that looks a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I like the Brooklyn Nets here plus 11. I wouldn't bet it today. I wouldn't bet it right now as of the overnight line. I'd probably wait. It looks like Toronto might get up to maybe a 12-point favorite here in this one. Mm-hmm. So if you do like Brooklyn, I would probably sit back, relax, and then, enjoy the morning with your coffee and whatever else your routine is, and then go ahead and lock in that maybe half hour before the game starts. I don't really have a side. I don't really have an opinion on the total, but I'd probably lean over the 226.5. Mm-hmm. Next game on the board, Devin. We got this one's an interesting one. Utah Jazz, Denver Nuggets. Nuggets 4-point favorite. Over under 217.5. I like the over here in this one.
Yeah. So they went to overtime last game, obviously, and I was looking at the over under. You know, right before we started here. Nuggets are still going to be without Gary Harris and Will Barton, and then obviously Conley, with the birth of his child, is still outside of the bubble. But, yeah, the over was something that I was hoping to be maybe talked into, because I wasn't sure as far as if game one was repeatable, if these games are going to be competitive like that from both teams. But their offenses both looked pretty good, and I was surprised by Utah in game one.
Yeah, yeah. I think Nuggets here are going to come away with another victory. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, over would be the play in this game for me, over 217.5, minus 110. This game is an interesting one to me. Philadelphia plus 4.5 against the Boston Celtics, minus 4.5, over under 214.5. I like the over here again. I like the over 214.5. I mean, these teams, these games in the bubble have just been kind of free-for-alls, you know. So I look forward to seeing lots of points tomorrow in all these games. And I do lean over 214.5 with a slight lean to Philadelphia plus 4.5.
I actually, after the news of Gordon Hayward being out, you know, with his ankle sprain, for some reason, I just had the inclination of grabbing the Boston minus 4.5 because that full point was shaved off. So it's funny that we're on opposite sides. But 75% of the money coming in right now, from what I've seen, is going on the side of Boston, and 60% of the bets. So the move on the line has been pretty consistent towards, you know, Boston. So, yeah, Glenn Robinson is still injured for the Sixers. He's pretty important, but just another eye.
Yeah, I like the Sixers here, plus 4.5. Dallas Mavericks against the
– keep an eye on for play-wise.
Yeah, yeah. Dallas Mavericks against the Clippers here. Clippers minus 6.5-point favorites in this one. Over under 229.5. I really like the Mavericks here in this spot at plus 6.5 points. You saw them play the Clippers pretty tough, and then Porzingis with a ridiculous ejection.
Right.
And so I think I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Mavericks here at 6.5, plus 6.5.
Yeah, I think either side, you know, if you like either side, I wouldn't be mad at you. I don't have a true opinion. 6.5 is a lot for this Dallas team. Just got to hopefully get a few defensive stops late in games, but I don't think there's going to be a repeat ejection like there was in game one, so maybe that will keep Dallas in a little closer.
Yeah,
I'm leaning under, but yeah. The Clippers tend to beat the Dallas Mavericks by big spreads. I think I saw their average margin of victory against Dallas this season. It was like well above 10 points, I think 11 or 12, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, still like Dallas here, 6.5, plus 6.5. But, you know, moving on, let's talk a little baseball. It's been a while. Sure. We got a few games, obviously, on the slate tomorrow, quite a few, actually. Maybe we'll just go through a few games that we like. I'm going to start off with this one that I think is going to be a fun one, and that's Tanner Roark and the Toronto Blue Jays against Malone, the lefty, for the Orioles. Blue Jays are minus 115 favorites in this one. Baltimore is minus 105. Over-under is 10 runs in this one. You know, this over, I mean, it just seems like these two teams hit the ball and they've been putting runs across the plate, you know? So, yeah. For me, I would kind of look at the over here, but no true opinion. But I do think that this game will be definitely a fun one to watch. Any opinion for you here on this one?
Yeah, so this was one I circled as well, and the over was what I was looking at. You know, Roark is a fly ball pitcher. This is in Camden Yards. Malone, you know, he can mow some guys down, but he also brings a 4.0 ERA in. And then, you know, just to be 100% clear, you know, Teoscar Hernandez, Bo Bichette, and Rowdy Tellez for the Blue Jays are all listed as questionable or out. So that could affect the total, but I still like the total to go over just because of the spotty pitching. So.
Yeah, and if you're looking at these lines, go over to mybookie.ag, type the promo code in, and that's HoopBall, and you'll get a 100% match on your first deposit when you create an account. You also get a free $10 MLB futures wager. Promo code HoopBall at mybookie.ag. Another interesting game that sticks out to me here is the New York Mets and Jacob DeGrom against Lopez and the Marlins. Lopez and the Marlins are a $2 underdog, plus 200 here on the money line, over under 7.5. Devin, I think I'm going to take a shot here with the Miami Marlins.
Yeah. I've actually kind of peeled off of them a little bit. So, you know, go for it, man. I like them as a team and all. So DeGrom got scratched, you know, late, for his last scheduled start. And so I'd be curious to see how he bounces back and how he pitches. But Pablo Lopez ain't a bad pitcher either. So the Marlins put some good guys out there as far as hitting and contact and good defense, like Jesus Aguilar and John Berte, as well as Francisco Cervelli behind the plate. So Brian Anderson, some good solid guys.
Yeah, but, absolutely. And that's kind of why I'm leaning on the Marlins here at
7.5 as the over-under. I kind of want to lean over on that. Seems like a pretty low number, even though DeGrom's pitching. But
yeah, I'm not going to hate on that either. I was kind of eyeballing that one myself. So, yeah, I'm on the Marlins, I think, tomorrow. Probably not a full unit on that, but definitely – throw a little bit of pizza money on it, have a little fun with it, and see if I'm right in my prediction. And I do lean over 7.5 as well. Devin, we got your boy Lance Lynn on the mound for the Rangers against my boy Chris Paddock.
Yeah.
For the Padres. Padres -130 favorites in this one. Rangers +110 on the comeback. Over under 7 here. And it's hard for me to...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
To ignore this number, I really think that there's going to be 7 runs or more in this game. Paddock, you know, I love him, but, you know.
He got roughed up his last start.
Yeah, he struggled real bad in his last start, so... And, you know, I'm not a huge Lance Lynn believer. So I'm going to go with over 7 -120 here. I'm going to lock that in. And I also like the Padres. They've been playing really good baseball the last few days and putting up a lot of runs. And, you know, Tatis is just a monster. So I can lean that side as well. What about you?
His Lance Lynn's complete game solid performance last time out. Didn't do it for you. Didn't impress you.
Man, regression. Total regression spot.
But he's been so consistently good. I'm going to roll with the Rangers. Plus money, plus one and a dime. Over, for some reason, I'm seeing 7.5, 7, like you said. And I'm able to find plus 105. So I kind of like that also. Just some plus money in this matchup that could feature a lot of runs. Like you said, Paddock, you love him, but I do as well. He just, you know, he's not right now. I'm not sure what's going on with him. So, yeah, let's look for some runs. I like the Rangers, though.
Yeah, I'm not on board with that. But sure. I have an interesting game here, and that's the Houston Astros and Valdez, the lefty, against the Rockies and Castellani, the righty for the Rockies. Rockies plus 145 here on the money line. Houston Astros are minus 170, over under 12.5, shaded to the over minus 115. I would really look at a first five innings here. And if it's 6.5 or better, 6.5 or more, play the under here in this one.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I would lean. And then, you know, Rockies do struggle a little bit against lefties. So it could be an opportunity for them to, you know, for them to maybe, you know, struggle at the plate a little bit in the first five. So that's kind of why I like that. But I do like the Rockies here at plus money. I think that, you know, the books are taking that into account, and I think at plus 145, plus 150, it's a decent opportunity here against these Astros who, you know, sometimes can definitely put up a dud.
Yeah, that is something they've been doing a lot lately, and then they've got some guys that are going to be out, so their rotations and such are going to be a little in flux. But, you nailed it on the head on this game, in my opinion, just because it's another one that I circled as well. I like the Rockies in this spot. They do have some guys out as well. They lost a couple of their utility guys, like Chad Owings and David Dahl, one of their outfielders. But, again, George Springer's hurt. So, and Yordano Alvarez, who just came off the aisle, he's going back on it. So, yeah, Rockies are in a great spot. I'm ready to back them 100%.
Cool. We're on the same page there. And then we got the Indians and Savale against Brault and the Pirates here. Indians minus 180, Pirates plus 150 on the comeback, over under 9, shaded to the under minus 115. You know, I don't like the game. I don't like the total. I would look at Savale's strikeout prop. Mm-hmm. And if it's 4.5, I would definitely take the over on that.
Yeah. I can find that real quickly, but simultaneously as I do that, I'm looking maybe Pittsburgh's plus 1.5 on the run line. I want to see how successful they've been on the run line, but you know, they're a home dog and maybe, they decided to put some runs up. Brault got roughed up in his last start, but, you know, he was looking better than what he had been, previously. And, still looking for that Savale prop, but
yeah, it's not up on my bookie yet. So yeah. I don't know if you have it anywhere else, but yeah, no, I don't see it yet. But if it's anything over 4.5, if it's 4.5, I would take the over on that. Mm-hmm. Devin, any other baseball games that jump out at you before we move on to some hockey breakdowns?
You know, just keeping an eye on the way these 7-inning doubleheaders are playing out, because there is quite a few of them on the slate tomorrow between the Cubs and the Cardinals and the, I believe the Reds and the Royals, but not a specific matchup. Maybe looking at the Rays and Yankees, because Glasnow is pitching against Gerrit Cole, and you know, first place is like right there between the two of those teams. But other than that, nothing specific.
Yeah, I mean, I believe Judge and Stanton and LeMahieu are not going to play.
Yeah, LeMahieu is out. Wrist sprain, Judge and Stanton also. Just what I said at the beginning of the year. I knew they were going to get hurt, but, you know, Yankees are sustaining somehow.
Yep. Yeah, that's all the baseball I got in me for tonight. I don't like anything else for tomorrow's slate. Yeah. But let's talk a little hockey. What'd you say?
Not a lot of lines out right now.
But yeah, that too. But nothing really else jumps out at me, just kind of glancing at it. And then we got some hockey to talk about, and you know, maybe we'll just break this down real quick. We got the Blue Jackets against the Lightning. Lightning looking to close out the series here against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Tampa Bay is going to be about a 175 favorite in this one. I don't have any lines on the game. This is just kind of going off of, you know, kind of where I think it's going to end up. I'm seeing something of like 170, but I mean, I don't know how accurate this one is. I have no lines up for my bookie yet on the game. Uh-huh. I think it's still a little too early, but yeah, I think it's going to probably be close around minus 175, minus 180 here for the Lightning. I like the Lightning to close out the series tomorrow. That's just my personal opinion. It's an early game, and you know, maybe get a little money, but you're gonna have to lay a big number if you want the Lightning tomorrow. So
Columbus is looking a little deflated.
They sure do, and that's kind of why I like Tampa Bay here. Devin, we got the Boston Bruins against the Carolina Hurricanes. Boston's minus, you know, I'm seeing something like minus 145.
150, yeah.
I think that's going to close a lot higher. I think Boston's going to probably close around minus 150, minus 155, and potentially mm-hmm. minus 160. Look for the Bruins to close this one out here tomorrow.
Yeah. I think we're going to see some series close out tomorrow, two, possibly three. Interesting stuff with Tuukka Rask. See how it affects the team. I think this is the first game after that whole thing.
Yeah, but Hollick is definitely a capable goalie and definitely can handle the rain. So yeah. I like Boston to close it out tomorrow. Then we got the Coyotes against the Avalanche. Avalanche looking to close out the series as well. Colorado is going to be about a $2 favorite, I think.
Uh-huh. And I'm seeing plus 182 for the Coyotes right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you want to back the Coyotes here,
this is a sprinkle.
It's a good spot to sprinkle some pizza money on. Mm-hmm. Maybe throw it in a parlay, but. Colorado's a really tough team, man. They're a really tough team, so we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, if there's ever a spot to back the Coyotes, tomorrow would probably be the time here. Devin, two more games to talk about. We got the Canadiens against the Flyers. Flyers looking to close out the series again here. Do you have a line on the Canadiens?
I'm seeing – using the Action app – Plus 120 for the Canadians, minus 140 for the Flyers. I think that's really good value for both teams, so it's real tricky.
I think it's really good value for the Flyers. I wish if the Canadians were like plus 135, plus 140, mm-hmm. I'd probably take Canadians there based on the number. But at minus 135, minus 140, I think I'm going to have to back the Flyers again. So I think Philadelphia closes it out, but it's going to be a tough one, especially Carey Price is just going to be locked in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Kind of the last stand.
Yep. And then you got the West Coast game here, late night action. You got the Canucks against the Blues. The Blues probably going to be around a minus 130 favorite, something like that?
140-ish.
They're 140.
145, I think is what is kind of what's put out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Blues to win the game tomorrow.
They're rolling. They got some momentum.
They're rolling a little bit. Canucks, tough team, though. If the over-under is 5.5 or 5, I might look to play the over. I think there's going to be some goals tomorrow in that game.
Alexander Steen, you know, left wing for the Blues.
Yep.
Says, undisclosed, he's going to be out. I think he's a second or third line guy typically.
Yeah. I still like the Blues here. Mm-hmm. Any injury news on the Canucks by any chance?
No, they were clean.
Okay, interesting. All right, guys. Well, Devin, anything else you want to say before we jump off here?
No, I don't want to keep you too long, man. You're down there in Mexico, you know.
Down here in Mexico, been up real early playing golf all day. I'm pretty exhausted. Just wanted to come on the pod, give out some plays, break out some games here for everybody. And, you know, I don't want anyone to forget what I sound like. So I got to keep it up. Hopefully I'll be back on for the Thursday episode as well, to be determined, play by ear.
Yeah.
With every driver I hit good, the more I want to get on the pod. So We'll be back soon, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm at Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming as well. This is a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go to manscaped.com, type in the promo code HOOPBALL20 for 20% off and free shipping on the Lawnmower 3.0. And go to mybookie.ag and open an account if you already haven't, get 100% match on your first deposit and a free $10 MLB future wager. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Let's go win some money.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.